We are learning Masechtas Eiruvin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning five lines from the top, the middle of the line. Amar v'achav achanina. Goloi v'yadua lefnei misha amar v'hoya olam. It's klar in front of Hashem. She'im v'dor sh'arameya k'maisai. There was no one in the door of Rameya like him. And the Gemara is trying to say is not only did all the people, or Gans Klai Yisrael knew that, but even the Fnei Shemayim, they knew that. And really, he should have had the Siyata Shemayim that we should pass like him all the time. Fnei ma loy kova alach k'maisai. Why don't we pass Halacha Maaseh? If you look at the Gemara later on in this Masechta on the Vav and Beis, the Gemara there says that Rameir and Rav Yehuda pass like Rav Yehuda. Rameir and Rav Yehuda pass like Rav Yehuda. I'll read the Gemara inside. Om Rav Yechon, Rameir and Rav Yehuda Halacha Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda and Rav Yehuda Halacha Rav Yehuda. Ve'ein tzarech loyma Rameir and Rav Yehuda Halacha Rav Yehuda. That means if you have Rameir and Rav Yehuda Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda wins or Rav Yehuda wins. Rameir never wins. Now Halacha Maaseh. Shaz, why not? He was the God of Adar. Why taka don't we pass like him? Because the talmid chacham of that door can never really know what his das was. So yoimer is very big lamdin, and so yoimer al tamei tar marle upon him. You say this thing has tamei is tar, and he showed how al tar tamei marle upon him. So we never knew when he meant the lach l'mayis, when not, because he's such a big lamdin, he'd be able to convince anyone anything. It's shukayach atayr, he'd be able to convince anything to anyone. So therefore, we never knew when to pass like him. And Tana, we learned that Rabbi Yisrael Rameyer Shemayer. His name wasn't Rameyer, Rabbi Naroy Shemayer. His name was Rabbi Naroy. We learned that Shemayer Rameyer, Shemayer Meir Eini Cham B'Halacha. He used to be Meir Cham B'Halacha, he was very clear in the learning. We know Haroy Shemayer, and even Haroy wasn't his name, El Rabbi Nechem Yishmayer, Amr Lo Lezim Harach. Shemayim. He had at least three names. He had Rav Meir, Rav Naroi, and either Rav Nechem or Elazim Arach. He was lit up the eyes of Chamim in Halacha. Now, there is another girsa in this Gemara that Rav Meir's real name was Rav Meisha. He was called Rav Meir because Meir Chamim Halacha. And there was someone else, Rav Naroi, whose real name was Rav Nechem or Elazim Arach, and he was called Naroi. That's the Rav Chananel's girsa. Talking about two separate people. We were teaching the feed away. Rashi sounds like that the way our Girsa sounds like, really, not Rashi, really our Girsa, and really had three different names. So what more about Rav Meir? Omer Rebbe, hi, the Mechadina, it's either Rav or it's Rebbe, hi, the Mechadarna Mechavaroi, that's why am I sharper than my friends? Mechadarna Mechavaroi, I'm sharper than all my friends, all the other Mechavim. You know why, Zach Rebbe? The Chazita la Rameya Ba'achayre, I at least saw Rameya from the back. We were in the same shir, and I was sitting behind him. I saw his back. V'ilu chizitam kamei, if we would have seen in front of him, have mechadad and say, I would have been even sharper. D'chsev, v'hoyu einecha royes esmeirecha. It's an Indian to see esmeirecha, and he would have seen, if he would have seen Rameya, he would have been even bigger. Would have been even sharper. Omra v'om Rav Yechon, Talmud hoyle Rameya, there was a Talmud of Rameya, his name was Sumchis. Sumchis Shmoy. So yo'imer akodova v'dova shel tomo, arbom v'shmoyne tamei. He used to say in everything that was Tomei, 48 reasons. Tamei Tuma. V'akol dova dova shel tahara, arbom shmoyne tamei tahara. He had 48 reasons for everything. That's how big Kayach he had. That was a Talmud of Rameya. And Tana, another thing about Talmud of Rameya, Talmud Vosu Kayach B'Yavna, this is not Talmud of Rameya, it's Tama, Talmud Vosu Kayach B'Yavna, there's a Chosh Talmud of B'Yavna, so he had Matara's Asheretz Meyach Mishu Tama. He had 150 reasons why Matara Asheretz. Now Tosfos asks on that doesn't sound so good. It sounds pretty krum. If a Torah says something, you have 150 reasons to say it's good, that must be you're tying a krum as far. How can it be a good thing? So therefore, Taisvah says, Taisvah read Taisvah's Kashan Tzai, it says, Tema, Ma Charifis Hu L'Tarah Tosheretz, or Torah Tomas V'Hedya, what is that Charifis? So Taisvah's answer, that doesn't mean actually to Matarah Tosheretz, it meant in the extra things, like Tumas the Velas, and Kazayas, and Masa, all those dinim, that's where he had his 150 timing. I heard from the Bali Musar, that little different shot, that the godless was that even though they were so smart and the 150 reasons to matar something, they still were vatal das to the Torah. That's the word. So a regular person vatal das to the Torah is no better. But someone with that koyach is still vatal das to the Torah, that's even a bigger darga. But Kapanam runs an example how you could try to matar something. The loch is that Shemoyne Shrotzim, when it comes to Shrotzim, which are all little animals, they're not matame. Even when they die, they're not matame. A snake is not matame. But the only Shemoneh Shrotzim. What are Shemoneh Shrotzim? There's a different taichim in them, like a frog, different frogs, lizards, rats. There's eight of them. So Ravina said, I want to make a kavah chayimah. Ani odoin vaterenu. I'm going to retire one of the shmonis shvatzim. Why? I'll say this. My nachash shememis. It could kill a person. Umar v'tumah. It kills a person or animals, and it's marva tumah. Tumas nevela and tumas mace. Still, it's tahar sheretz. A little lizard. Shein mameis marva tumah. It can't kill anyone. Lekolshkein. That shouldn't be tumah. So that would be a kavah chayimah to retire a sheretz. But the Gemara says it's not a good kavah chayimah. Why? That a nachash kills a person is not when the atzmius of the nachash. It's just a way, it's like a thorn. It's like a thorn kills a person. You can say a thorn is marbe. It's a way, the person dies because he dies. Let's say the poison goes into the person, the combination of the reaction of the person to the poison and dies. Not really, it's not the atzmius of the nachash. Therefore, it's not a kavachayim. Omer Rav Abba Mashmul, Shol Yishon Nechlu Beisham Vesila. For 3 years, Beisham Vesila argued, Hanam Achleikis, Halol Omerim Halachkum Vesenu. This Beishamai, which means the house of Shammai, means there in Beis Med, who said the lach was like us. Halom lach was saying, Halom was lach like us. Yotza Baskel, Baskel came out. We had some davav on base this Baskel. It says Emes Kichim Baskel. I'm going to have a shakatari a little bit about this. Yotza Baskel, Amro Elu Veil Divrei Kelim Chayim. That's them both are true. Both are Torah. Hey, Malach ke Beisila. We're still passing like Beisila. Break the Gemara. Ve'achar she Elu Veil Divrei Kelim Chayim. They're both true. Hema Zochu Beisila Kvar Lach Kamais. And why Taka do we pass Beisila? My answer is a big story. They were easygoing, and aluvim means savlonim. They were soivel. When they said over halachas and rayas, they always answered up Beshameh's rayas. Also, they didn't just like say, "Oh, I don't care about your raya." They took it seriously and they answered up their rayas. When they said over a story, you'll see it soon. They were makdim the zikne Beshameh, the zikne Beisila. Ka'isa shanina. What do you find? They were Mishnah Masechta Sukkah. That someone is mostly in the sukkah, but his table is in the house. Beshami says the apostle. It's apostle sukkah. Beisila machshirim holds kosher. Omer Beisila Beshami. Loikachay ma'is shalchu zikne Beshami v'zikne Beisila. Right here it is. They said over a story. He said shalchu zikne Beshami v'zikne Beisila. He said they marked them zikne Beshami. The vakers v'yechem mecharinu, the visitor v'yechem mecharinu. So matzu yoshev roish ruva sukkah v'shacham zechavayis. They found he was sitting roish ruva in the sukkah, and his table was in the bayis. So they brought a raya that's kosher. Amar Mesham, it's not a raya from them. Mesham raya apin amar loy. Right there they were meicha on him, and he said imkain imkacha yisinoig. If you say you fear zech like kayamta mitzvah sukkah v'yemecha, you never mekayim sukkah. But you do see from this ma'is is that Beis Hillel was makdim the zikne v'sham. They gave him a lot of kavod. Lamdecha. Shakola mashbal atzmai, anyone who makes himself small, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makbila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pick him up. B'chol makbila atzmai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makbila, if someone tries to be a Baal Gaiva, Hashem will be mashbal him, will bring him down. B'chol machaza ala gedula, anyone who looks after gedula. What does looking after gedula mean? So Rashi says, it doesn't only mean a gadol in Torah, a gadol hadar, or a kavod, it means oishir also. Anyone who goes after the gedula, he really got to sit down the next Gemara. Deich is a show. Gedula, so we'll speak it out there. Chol mechazal gedula, gedula barachas menu. The gedula runs away from him. Chol barach, gedula runs away from him. Gedula mechazal gedula goes after him. Chol deich is a show. Someone pushes the show, even though it's not ready for him. Show the chazal, it's gonna push him back. Chol nitch b'rei show. If someone gets pushed away, right now he's not so big. Show him and it's like one day he'll get big. So Rashi here speaks it out. Hadoich is a show means we say geya lahashir. He's trying to get rich or less gadol or to get big. And he sees he's not working out. He doesn't care. He goes, he tries something else. He tries to make himself to be big or very rich, but he sees it's not going, he should stop. He should wait. He should not push the envelope. He push it, it's no good. We had a Gemara attack at the end of Mesechtas Nida, I think it was. Or was that Mesechtas Brachas it was? Mesechtas Brachas. The Gemara, this is a whole story where Rabbi and Rav Yosef was Rosh Shiva, and Rav Yosef did not want to push it. He let Rabbi be Rosh Shiva, and then he became Rosh Shiva 22 years later. He might say he waited, but he got it at the end. And because of that, he lived a longer time. I and the Gemara at the end of the Brach, end of Mesechtas Brachas. Tana Rabbanan, Shtei Shonim Umechtza, Nechlu Beisham Beisilam. For 2.5 years, Beisham Beisilam had a machlekes. You have to look at the Sifri Chassidus, what's 2.5 years of this machlekes. Halala Oimrim Nechle La'av Shonivra, Yosef Shonivra. It's better of a person they shouldn't be created, better than it's created. Halala Oimrim Nechle La'av Shonivra, Yosef Shonivra. It's better that they should be created. That's better. Nimnu Vagamru, L'maisa, they came out, they paskin, halacha l'maisa, noich l'omshalei nivra, yaisa v'shenivra. Betzem, it's better you shouldn't have been created. But achshu shenivra, now you are created, two gerses. Either you fast fish myself, a person should always be doing a cheshbon, an nefesh, and doing tshuva. V'amri lo yamash v'shemasav. Mash v'shemasav means that every time a mitzvah comes to your hand, always figure out, it's much more worth the schar mitzvah than the hefz it's going to cost you. Or the opposite, someone has a veira, he says, oh, I'm going to gain something now, it's not worth it. You always should be, make the cheshbonis. Now, Taitse speaks out that, of course, if someone's a tzaddik, it's better for him, better for the dar, it's gevaldik he was created. Just look at the last few words of Taitse, the end of the Taitse on the page here. It says, of a tzaddik, ash ro v'ashri dar, it's gevaldik he was born. This only means if someone's not a tzaddik, then it could be as better he wasn't born. If someone is a tzaddik, it's definitely better that he was born. So let's just see the Mishnah. We'll finish the Mishnah. So the Mishnah. Naya Mishnah. Back to Hilchos Eirin. A kaira she'amru. The shear of a kaira. The law is you put a kaira in front of a mavui, it's matir the metatal there. The shear is, it has to be rechava, wide enough, to kabel a riach. To be able to hold a riach. Riach is a type of brick. What's a riach? A riach chatzi levena, shesloshet tvachim. A levena is three tvachim by three tvachim. A riach is a half a levena, which is three tvachim by 1.5 tvachim. So the width is 1.5 tvachim. The length is three tvachim. So daya lekayra she rochava tafach, it's enough if the kayra is wide a tafach, it'll kabel a riach lerochbay. In order to accept the width of a riach, which is 1.5, and the Gemara doesn't ask, how's 1.5 fit on one? We'll talk about that. So it has to be, the shear is a tafach, in order to be able to hold a riach lerochbay. So that's now the ear, the space to be able to hold a brick. What about, does it have to be strong enough to carry a brick? That's the next part of the Mishnah. Rechava gil kabel riach, has to be wide enough to hold a riach, uberia strong enough to kabel riach. And then you have a strong material, strong enough to mekabel a riach. Rav Yehuda argues, rechava af bish ein ebriya, even though it's not strong enough. What's the pshat? The Mishnah explains. How is it shall cast the economy? It's made of a straw or reeds, where of course it can't hold a brick. Royin oisa. You say something called royin. Royin oisa kilu shel matchas. You look at a ki'ilu, it's metal, and it's kosher. As long as it's wide enough. Akuma, let's say it's crooked. It's not a straight kaira. It goes up in the middle. And you can't put a brick on that either. It'll fall right off. Royin oisa kilu yipshuti. You look at it, it's ki'ilu, it's straight. Agula, if it's rounded, royin oisa kilu meravas. You look at it, it means it's a round beam. It's a beam that's round. You look at it, it's kilu, it's square, and it can hold up the levena. And what's the bottom line? Because yesper kevus lois tvachim. If they're all around the circumference, it's three tvachim. Then always it means the width is riach tefach. It must be the diameter is a tefach, and that'll be enough to hold the ariach. Now, just to speak out one thing. It said over here, Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama, if it has to be mamish made out of material that can hold strong enough to hold up a brick, and Rabbi Yehuda said you don't need it. You say right. Now, the last two cases of Mishnah are also Rayan type of cases, either Akuma or it's Agula. Is that Daf Rav Yehuda or Tanakama? So Rabbeinu Yonatan in the back says, Klar, it's all Rav Yehuda, and the Chum argue, holds not good. And as always, Master and Rashi later on, that this Shita is Shita, Rashi and Afidal, and from the bottom, that this is all Shita's Rav Yehuda Davka. The other Rishonim, the Rashi, and other Rishonim argue, and they hold that the end of the Mishnah could be going Likuli Amar.